my stuff. Vivi just pulled up in the driveway.
So she goes. She goes, hi. Oh my god. Get that Ariana Grande in my throat.
I have to get her out.
Yeah. Now I gotta sleep with somebody's husband. Dude, that's the cure.
That's the only cure.
That's awful. Stream Eternal.
Yo, that album was the shit.
Tis, I guess. Because it has been a month or so, right?
I think two.
Oh, period.
So I remember things like in a timeline. So it was Ariana Grande. She was the big bad that came out with an album first this year in my mind, you know, out of all the big bads.
Big bads.
Yes. You know, there's the big bads. There's, you know, Ariana Grande, Beyonce, Rihanna, and, you know, Taylor Swift. It's the big bads.
The big bads.
Yeah, the big bads. You know, when they release something, it's like, they release something. Yeah. They're big.
Do you hear Megan's dropping an album?
I have heard a tale. I've heard a tale or two about Megan.
She confirmed, yeah, it's the end of this month.
That's what I'm saying. Oh my god, so quickly.
Because people were just saying, I'm like, is she not? Yeah. And Normani's finally dropping music.
Yes. Oh my god, Normani's last song was so good.
Yeah. Yeah. What was it?
I need to beat it up. That's such a good song. I was excited for her.
I can't think who else is dropping music. It's not even...
I know Lana Del Rey was supposed to drop music. I don't know if she did it yet.
I don't care.
I know. You don't like Lana.
I feel like if you hear one of her songs, you've heard of them all.
I like Lana. I liked her first... I like Born to Die.
Yes. And then I feel like...
Yeah.
I've caught up. You listen to one... So sorry to Lana listeners. Listen, I live for, like, she could do what she wants, but I mean, like, I'm not excited. There's nothing to be excited about, in my opinion.
I mean, I get it. I liked a couple of singles here and there, but I also think she liked to fight.
To do?
Mm-hmm, I feel like it. I feel like there's Lana's list, and once you've been on Lana's list, she just keeps, like, comparing herself to other people, and it's really weird to me. I don't get that.
So it's one-sided.
Yeah. She's like, so now that here's the list as we confirmed it so far. It's Ariana Grande. It's Beyonce. It's Kalani's on the list now, new ad. Welcome to Lana's list. Who else was it? It was Lady Gaga, SZA, and she's like, now that they've all released albums about, like, heartbreak, can I go back to singing about da 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 da, which is the same fucking shit that she always be singing about.
Oh.
Which is abusive relationships, and yes, you've been singing about this the whole time.
Yeah.
Go for it. Pop off. We've always lived. Go. Make it. Yeah. You make it all the time.
What was it?
I remember. You make it for Taylor. You make it for everyone. Just make it.
I think the last Lana song I liked was High by the Beach.
Oh, I love that song.
And yeah, that's it.
I liked Summertime, Burl, Burl, and the Living's Easy. Bodies on the back of the nothing. I like that song.
Period.
All the people on the dance floor are geeking out. I think. I don't know. I like Lana. I just feel like, why does she keep comparing herself to other people? It's weird to me.
Maybe she's insecure.
Yeah. I agree with when people say, like, that Born to Die album, that really changed the pop industry and what the girly pops were sounding like and what the girly pops were writing about.
Listen, I know Lana's influence. I know it. Mm. I just, after that one album, I'm good.
It's just like, we've advanced.
There's a bunch of other shit. But no, keep singing slow. Keep doing it. Listen, if it works, she headlined Coachella and people were losing their minds. So go crazy. Yeah. Well, let's get the intro out the way. Hi guys. Welcome back to the Lucid Dream podcast. I'm Viv.
I'm
She's dead.
I'm Felicia.
It'd be happening. That'd be the moment I need to talk. It's like, my body's like, no.
Excuse you?
I hate when that would happen to me in, like, retail. Be like, would that be Kesha? Like, it's like, what the fuck was it? And they look at me crazy.
Not only that, it's the morning, so I just brushed my teeth, so all I taste is, like, mint and, like, mouthwash. And it's like, oh, God. Why is it spicy?
I hate it when you have those moments in front of people and there's no grace. I'm just like, oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, I don't know what that was. They're like, yeah, fuck you.
I'm sorry, I was human this evening.
Yeah, I don't know what happened either. Let's move on. Not that, like, that was weird. It's like the bitch is like, well, this is all, like, fuck you.
God.
I hate when people aren't people. Like, be nice. Where's the humility?
Yeah. Bitch, I hope you fucking your people husband are just and you fake. Vomit on his face. And oh, I hope he has no grace.
That's a crazy, like. Sorry. I hope while you on top of him, you throw up. Okay. Like, I wouldn't know how to bounce back with him. I'd be like, yo, it's crazy. Exactly. Why'd she say that? Does that happen to people?
You gotta take it to the next level.
Of course, yes.
Yeah. You're like, of course.
Yeah, these fake ass bitches. Like, listen, you gotta let them know.
Oh, absolutely.
Yo, speaking of fake, hi. Not me. No, my brain is stopping. Reality TV.
Yes, we want to talk about
one of
about.
Our favorite subgenres. No, if our yes. only, like, I think, like, when it comes to TV shows that feed us
the most
consistently,
it's,
yes.
It's, yeah, we love us some reality TV. It's the only thing I can watch consistently, because I don't know. Sometimes it's hard to find a new good show that doesn't, like, cringe me out.
I know what you mean. Because, like, so, well, first off, some of these shows take forever to fucking make because they're, yeah, they, you know, they're
more complicated.
Yes. When it's like Stranger Things or you know, the Marvel shows.
Yeah.
Or even like Abbott Elementary. Like, there's more, yeah. there's more in it.
And with reality TV, like Jersey Shore, they, like, never stop filming, it feels like. And same with RuPaul's Drag Race and The Challenge. It just feels like they're like, okay, we've done this, we've already cast the next group, and we've already cast the group after that. Like, they already have everything, like, already set up, especially with the Jersey Shore. That's really fucking easy, because then it's just like them all the time. What do they get, like, a month between?
I think it's because reality TV is faster.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, like, what was it? Let's say a Marvel show wants to reference a meme. They're going to be, like, months or even a year after. That's
for permission.
That, too. Yeah, nowadays, people copyright their memes or their alike or, like, whatever. It depends what it is. So there's there, and also, like, the producers, some old fucks got to find it funny, too, for them to put it in. Mm-hmm. So, like, sometimes, like, to me, those are the cringy moments when you try to relate to the kids. I'm just like, okay, we're getting a little cringe.
Yeah.
Sometimes I live. Sometimes we need a bit of cringe. Because, like, these heroes are just like us. They cringe, too.
Yeah.
That's some humility. But reality TV is so fast. Because with The Challenge, and we're following The Challenge. Next week, we'll recap the episodes. But it's, like, it's The Challenge on MTV. Then, now, we're getting The Challenge CBS. And then, it's All Stars. And then, we go back to MTV. We do the cycle again.
Yeah.
And we're always fed, just like Drag Race. We're getting a normal season, then an all-star season, then we're getting a top-tier international season, and then even those seasons get all-star seasons.
Yeah.
So, constantly fed. RuPaul at his old senile age, that's rude, sorry, he's like 70 or about to be. And he's going, he's traveling.
Dead fucking ass, black really don't crack.
I don't.
Where is he 70? You tell me.
I don't know, his driver's license. I think he's like 69. He's about to be 70. Did you see him? He forgot the lyrics to his song, Sissy That Walk. And it's because, you know, old age is a bitch. And he's like, huh, huh, huh. And he busts out laughing because he knows.
63.
Where did I hear that? Oh, I'm thinking of somebody else. I'm thinking of Denzel Washington. Yes, that one, yes. Look that one up. My apologies, Rue. Denzel shook me.
How the fuck did he get old?
I know, right? But what was it? Yeah, like, he's been that bitch since, like, the 70s. I guess it makes sense, but, like, it also doesn't. I'm leaving here with something. I'm from around the way. That meme's been killing me lately. I'm leaving here with something.
Period. Yeah, what I also find fascinating is nowadays, it's not like how it was back then when we were watching reality TV. Mm-hmm. Like, when we were watching The Jersey Shore, you know, I just found out that they didn't know how famous they were while they were filming that show.
Yeah.
So, at one point, they were like, did you know, like some paparazzi was following them? So, they knew it was getting somewhere. But they were on their way to the t-shirt shop, and they were like, hey, how do you feel about Obama saying our name? And like, JWoww looked at the producers, Obama? What the fuck is going on outside of here?
I think Snooki has said multiple times, like, if they shot the president, we wouldn't have known. Like, we were like, so like, not out in the real world.
Crazy. But,
which I low-key can understand, because like, now, when I'm older than they were when they first started, so which is crazy to think about. I remember when we had that realization, I'm like, whoa, they're, like, 21. I'm like, we're 25, and we wouldn't do that at that age. But I remember being ignorant at that age. If I don't want to hear something, I'm not listening to it, period.
Yeah.
So, to that aspect, I understand, like, I don't have to care about world events, so I'm just gonna not care about it.
Yeah. I think I cared about world events at that age.
I think it still depends. It still depends what it was. Because, like, if it wasn't America, there's a good chance I wouldn't know. Very good chance.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. Maybe not world events. Maybe American events. I think when the first election we voted on, it was when Trump went to office. So, yeah, I think we cared.
Wasn't that one? Yes, it was. Yeah, we cared.
Yeah, we
can. That was very different, though. Different circumstances.
Yeah, he was saying racist shit, and we were,
not all right with it.
We were not white, so. You're like, oh, I don't know if I like this one.
What was it? But I understand that ignorance, not listening to everything. Not understanding everything.
Yeah.
And, like, being okay with that. Or even striving not to. Like, I understand at that age, it was whatever affected me, and that's it. Well, to an extent, yeah. That's really what it was.
Yeah. Well, no. The producers were keeping everything from. They weren't, like, talking to people. They weren't, like, they didn't have any interaction. There was no TV. There was no phones. They weren't doing anything. So, and the producers purposely didn't want them to know how famous they were. Uh-huh. They were trying to not pay them. But as soon as they finished
the first season, like, it was Mike the Situation.
That was like, oh, we're popular. Oh.
And I think when they went to the contract signing for the next season, they wanted to pay them pennies again. And Mike was just like, what if I'm not okay with this? And just like, we'll just replace you. And Mike was like, replace us. Replace us then. Yeah, he like led the charge. And it's like, okay.
Yeah.
And that's when they started bringing in the dough.
Yeah. Because, like, I mean, if you think about it, it was really them.
Because, like, even like, the MTV couldn't hide it anymore, because it was the season, where's the beach?
Yeah.
When you see hella people following them.
Yeah.
Hella people.
Yeah.
I remember, it's so funny, because, like, I've been in that part of Jersey, but watching it, I'm just like, where is that? I was like, who's doing that?
Yeah.
Who are these, what is going on?
I think I said this on one of our podcasts, but I have a coworker who's like, during that whole where's the beach thing, they just so happened to be down the shore. And she was like, if you look closely at one of the episodes, it's my mom's car. It's like, there she is. It's like, yeah, she's like, I remember I saw this big crowd of people and I see Snooki and she's like falling.
Wow.
So she was like,
she was there in a time of television history.
Iconicism. I was like, yo, your mom's car is an icon for that. She was like, Alicia, you're so funny.
MTV icon. Iconic historic moments.
Yes.
It's so funny to think that that is a historic moment in television. In a form of television.
Absolutely. It was like that and Snooki getting punched.
That's another thing, how reality TV's changed a lot.
Yeah.
Because like,
that wouldn't have been.
Because that aired.
Yeah.
And it had to be
uncensored.
Yeah, and people had to be like, wait, maybe.
No, people were triggered and
there was outrage. Yeah.
And funny, because my cousin Anissa, she was watching that episode. She was, you know, casually viewing. Snooki gets punched in the face. Apparently, Crystal and Denise were downstairs, and all you heard from, like, upstairs was, ah! And they all
sorry to headphones users.
Sorry, excuse me. I'm so sorry. Anyway, they all run upstairs like, what happened? And she was like, yo, this grown ass man just punched this 21-year-old in the face.
Decked her, yo.
And they were like, there was no need to scream over that. But then she showed them the tape, and they were like, oh my God.
It was like nasty. Like, yeah. He wanted her head off. Wonder where he is now.
I think he said something that he was like offended by his portrayal on TV.
He was offended by himself.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's, you know, you are you, sir.
She filmed, you punch somebody in the face. What is.
And honestly, watching it, it's over nothing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You have anger issues, bro. Mm-hmm. For sure. Mm-hmm. Relax. Mm-hmm. But what was it? I remember reality TV. People used to think it was like real.
Yeah.
Like really real. Mm-hmm. I think what was like 90210, or mm-hmm. is that a show? I think, am I thinking of something else?
I don't know, but I know which one you're talking about, but I keep confusing them. It's, you know, the show with the white people, and
they're in California. Blonde. Yes, they're California. All blonde. They're orange. They're orange skin. They wear white a lot. And, like, it was all fake. All completely, completely fake.
Yeah. And I think most of them are, even if they're not, they have elements of fakeness to it. Because, of course, they're setting up a plot line. Like, this is still a TV show. They're still trying to, even, like, the challenge where it's, like, mostly unscripted, they're still setting things up. They're still plotting. Yeah. Like,
absolutely. I think, do you think in the beginning it was always like that?
I think,
because I think there was, the real world was as real as it could possibly be. And then I think after the first season, they're like, okay, well, let's tweak a few things.
I think, I feel like a lot. Okay.
I say, what was it a lot? What was it?
What was it? I feel like when I watch The Real World, I've only seen Nani season and Leroy season of The Real World. And I feel like you could tell, like, they were setting things up. Mm. They were just things that always will get views, and arguing and fighting will always get you somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you could tell, like, when...
I mean, communal living will get you angry. Yes,
that's true. I also think that a majority of the time it was the arguments were over, like, petty shit. Sometimes it was over heavy shit. And yeah, everyone has their breaking points. I do think most of them, it's somewhat scripted. Like, I don't think, like I said, I don't think the Jersey Shore was fully scripted, but you know that, like, they set up the camera, and they were like, they were like, hey, now you walk through. Hey, now this person walk through.
I think it's also because, like, with the note, I think that's also a big part of.
Oh yeah, they're like, oh yeah, we'll get you a computer.
Like that, like that's why it took them a while to be like, it was someone in the house, because they thought it was a producer. Because, like, who's getting access to a computer?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think with that whole thing, I think it was one of their idea initially, and then. Producers was like, oh, this is a great idea.
They're like, oh, this is gonna eat.
Yeah.
This is the tits. They were right. We're gonna get so many views.
And I really wanna, when I get money, I really wanna buy a shore house. And I'm gonna put that in tapestry up on my wall. Dear Sam, the first night at bed. Iconic.
And my, oh my God, I know, like, Mike is so shy. He's like, well, if it's on paper, then it's true. What the fuck? He's crazy.
Oh gosh, I don't think Mike was feisty for that one. I think he was just honest. He was like, how do I tell this girl, because she's being played out, how do I tell her without telling her?
But Mike,
if it's on paper, Mike, it must was be true.
Mike, but it's shy because Mike's intentions weren't she should know the truth. It was, this is gonna be funny. He doesn't care about how she feels. He cared about, like, oh, this is gonna blow. That's why he's shiesty.
I mean, I think Mike's a pot stirrer, but in that moment, I just think he was being an idiot. He was like, what's up? He was like, I mean, because I think he was flabbergasted because he didn't know what to say. Because he was like, oh, my God. Oh, yeah, it's crazy because it's true. And then Sam's like, wait, it's true. And he was like, oh, well, if it was on paper, it must be true. Like, I remember that's how it went down the first time. Then when he was talking outside with her, then I think he was trying to get in Sam's pants. But, but like, the initial time where he was like, huh. Well, if it's on paper, it must be true, was like,
it's a crazy.
I think he was just caught off
guard. I think he didn't want to be the one to say it.
He was like, wow, I was honest for a second. Hold on. So,
because he didn't want to come up as a snitch, too.
It must be true, but he is. He's the situation.
He is the situation, but he wouldn't want to be direct with it.
He wants to be an indirect snitchuation.
Yeah, or like it comes up, like if we're already spilling. Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of the new tea with the Jersey Shore?
I have not. You've told me a bit.
Yes. So I don't watch The Family Vacation. I just watch clips.
Because eventually it gets boring.
Yeah, because
eventually, like, everyone is just having a good time and Angelina ruins it. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and it happens each and every time.
I wanted to watch Sam's season. I just haven't gotten around to it.
Yeah.
Because that's a bitch I never thought it would come back.
Yeah, really. She seemed healed, so that's why it was confusing.
Yeah.
But she's like, you know, let me get this check real quick.
I was about to say, maybe she was just like, maybe I want a house. MTV?
You know what? That's the thing. So, and she's been beefing with Angelina a lot this season. It just seems like Angelina's talking shit about her. Clearly very jealous. It's clear as day. I don't know how she keeps saying that she's not jealous. She was like, I've been here for a lot longer than you. I'm not jealous. Like, Angelina, did you watch the season? You are so jealous. It's wild. It's wild. Like, she's, like, legit picking fights with Sam for, like, fucking nothing at first. And
because Sam is the new girl again. She was the one people wanted to see come back as well. Yeah. Not Angelina. You just, the prank was funny, and it kept being funnier. So, yeah. MTV kept calling you up. And, but really, it's Sammy's sweetheart. She's the sweetest bitch you'll ever meet. We want her back on TV.
Yeah, Sammy was an icon. We love her, so. Yeah.
Are you friends with her?
So, are you friends with her? Tell me now.
Don't hit your partners. But no. Are you friends with
her? Are you friends with her, yes or no?
Bah! It was crazy. And Mike, oh, he was gagged. But don't hit your partner.
Yeah, don't do that.
I remember that gagged me too. That wasn't censored. I mean, it wasn't as an intense of a punch, but I remember seeing that being like, oh.
She's having some iconic moments this season too, just getting into it with Angelina. Ooh. She is so funny to me. But basically, they're like not getting along. They're fighting. Angelina hits up. Now this is happening outside of the show. Outside of the show. This is when reality gets outside.
Yeah.
She
the real
hits up a bunch of NFL players like at the game. She's like, looking forward to seeing you. And one of the Jets players' wife found it weird that she called her Angela, which was pretty funny.
Angela.
Angela kept hitting her up. Angela was hitting up her man. She was like, I find it weird that this bitch from the Jersey Shore is hitting up my man. And she makes this whole TikTok about it. It blows up. Angelina's like, I hit up a bunch of Jets players that day. Don't be like, why? Like, this bitch is like clout chasing. And then the Jets player continues to make more videos about Angelina. At some point, it was over.
The Jet player or his wife?
The Jet player's wife continues to make videos about Angelina and talking about Angelina. So she admitted to the fact that it makes her money. She is a clout chaser at this point. Like, at this point, she's a clout chaser. Like, the first video was like, ah! Everyone was gagged. The second time, it's like, bitch, is she fucking your man right now? Like, yeah, what's going on? Like now you're just dragging.
Don't
other
people tweet your man anyway?
Yeah.
A bunch of men fantasizing about him.
Yeah.
on their team.
I'm sure she's not the first woman to hit up your man. So Sam goes to another Jets game. So Sam goes to another Jets game without the crew, and she runs into the wife. And they were sitting next to each other, and apparently it was awkward at first, and then they started talking, and then they, you know, started chatting it up, and, you know, they start realizing they have some stuff in common, and then they make a video, and it was, are you friends with her? Yes or no? Are you friends with her? Angelina took it as the highest form of, like, disrespect. So did the rest of the cast. They were like, that was kind of fucked up for you to do that. So basically at this reunion, they were talking about that, and Sam apologized. This is why I think she's still having iconic moments. She was like, I apologize for doing that. I don't think I should have done that, because now it gives you justification for the way you treated me this whole time. So, so I am sorry I did that. I am.
I'm sorry that this affected me.
I'm sorry that now you're going to keep repeating it. Like,
I'm sorry I gave you more storyline. God damn it.
Because before that whole interaction, Angelina was talking shit on a fan webpage about Sam, telling people that the only reason why she got on the show was because she wanted to buy a house. And she didn't have enough money to buy a house, and she should be thanking me, because if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have an in with everyone, and you wouldn't be able to buy your house. I should be on the deed. That's what she said on the fan page.
It makes no fucking sense.
And also, she's talking shit to random people.
Here's the thing. Jersey Shore Family Vacation could absolutely survive without Angelina.
Yes.
You weren't part of the original
no.
thought process. Actually, you were a mind. Prank. We're still being pranked to this day.
Actually, never mind. Now that I think about it, I feel like a majority of the drama now, what I see online, is the shit that's happening between Angelina and other people. So I do think without Angelina, they wouldn't have a show, because Angelina is bringing the drama. They all want to be so private now, and they want to keep things privately. So it's either Ron or Angelina. They're going to bring the drama. Without them, it's like, what's going on? Nothing. So.
Interesting. But the whole, like, I have an in, like what was it? Because of me, that makes no sense.
She could have called MTV on her own time. She could have texted JWoww on her own time. Honestly, there was no need for you, though. There really was. No. People wanted Sam back for mad long, son.
Yeah.
No one needed you to get the in. So during the reunion, they're arguing back and forth, and JWoww's clearly on Sam's side, because she's like...
Because JWoww low-key never liked Angelina to this day, no matter how cordial they are.
Yeah.
I think it's like, what was it? It's a coworker thing. Angelina does not see... No, JWoww doesn't see Angelina as like a true friend. Absolutely. I do not think so.
Yeah.
I think it's a shared trauma at this point. But if JWoww were to have it her way, Angelina wouldn't be on that show.
Yeah. I think that also Sam also, I think the host was talking about, Angelina was talking about, like, what kind of friend does this? What kind of friend does that? What kind of friend, like, makes a video with someone who was talking shit about them? And Sam was like, we're not friends. And she was like, oh, okay, we're not friends. Yeah, bitch, you're rude to her. You've never been nice to her this whole time. You're not nice.
That's very interesting. I wonder what dignifies a friend to Angelina. Just because she's friends with your friends doesn't mean you're friends.
Yeah. Clearly, you guys aren't. Oh, and then Sam was like, Angelina was like, you never hit me up, like, outside of the show. And she was like, that's not true. And she was like, I could pull up my text right now. Angelina was like, go for it. Pull it up. I want proof. And she scrolls all the way down. August 1st, I asked you, hi, how's it going? Seemed really intense last night. I'm fine. No other response. Hey, I was just wondering how you were doing. No response. Hey, is everything good? Because I think tensions are high. No response. And she lists the date. She was like, well, you know, I like to seclude myself a lot. So don't tell me I don't hit you up.
Angelina is so fucking toxic.
Yeah. It's crazy. And Sam is so healed. So it's just like, she's like, I mean, this is not my friend. She was like, I could be cordial with you so that I can be around.
Cordial. God. Like, that's a drinking word if you ever play a drinking game with reality TV.
Yeah. And she's like, I could be cordial with you just because, like, my friends are, because I want to have a relationship with these people. So I can just be regular with you so long as you're regular with me. And she was like, okay, so long as, and JWoww was like, so long as you stop going to fan pages and stop talking shit about all of us, it's weird that you do that.
It's so weird.
Yes, it's very weird that Angelina, like, she always posts, like, she posts weird shit about the cast. No wonder why the cast doesn't like it. All the time.
It's like crazy. When Mike went to jail, mm-hmm. and like Ronnie's, like when he got run over by his girlfriend, mm-hmm. she'd always post shit.
Yeah.
She is the like biggest attention seeking ass bitch ever. I'm like, I can't imagine. Like, my life is on the line. I look up about EMT and it's fucking Angelina.
Yeah.
And she'll make my death about her.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah.
Because if y'all didn't know, she was an EMT.
Yeah, no. Yeah, but, and she was like, so long as Sam starts talking about me behind my back to Jets wife's players, that's what she said. And she was like, oh, okay. And then it's so funny because Justina has like a little gal. She was like, no more Jets wife. No more. Not talking about that. We talked about that already.
Like a gavel?
Yeah.
Enough.
Yeah.
I will hold you in contempt.
But yeah, I don't know. Angelina's an interesting one to me.
She is so, like, crazy toxic and it's just attention seeking.
Yeah.
I think, what was it? Does she still fawn over Vinny?
I don't think she fawns over,
like, she, like, obviously has a crush on him.
Oh, like, there's still that underlying sexual tension. I think, like, now, it seemed like it turns into, more of, like, a sibling relationship. Because you could tell Vinny cares about Angelina. And it's weird. It's funny. Because she also gets on his nerve. So it's really funny. But, yeah, I remember when she was going through the divorce, Vinny hit her up and asked her if she's okay. And she's like, you know, I'm going through a lot. And she was, like, alone in a house by herself. It was a big house. It was, like, deep, deep in the suburb. And he was like, what I think you should do is, I actually think you should move to the city with me, because there's an apartment 2 blocks down that's available, and you need to be around people more. And she moved in, and he was, like, helping her through that divorce.
Aww.
So, yeah, he was really sweet to her. And yeah, I feel like a single person shouldn't live in a house in the middle of the woods by themselves. I just don't think that should happen. That's not helping you get over anything.
Yeah, seclusion does not help.
Yeah, especially when you're getting over a relationship, you were with someone at one point, and now you have all this space that you're supposed to share with someone else, and you're by yourself. Crazy.
What was it? There was something that recently blew up on TikTok. I don't know if you saw. I think Vinny was on, like, a podcast. I mm-hmm. forget where. And he was talking about that he has a preference for black women. Mm-hmm. And so does Pauly. Mm-hmm. And then it started other rumors and people were stitching it. And they're saying people were surprised because in the show, you all only brought home white girls. Mm-hmm. That supposedly MTV wanted that.
Yes.
They didn't, and I was like, what the fuck? What is the point of that?
Yeah, I think they were trying to, this is my theory, they were trying to play up the, like, Italian lifestyle thing, and that lifestyle is gonna see a white. But I don't, the third thing is like, I feel like there's 2 types of Italians, right?
Yeah, I was about to say.
There's the racist one. And I'm Italian, okay? There's the racist type of Italian who, like, only dates
others. We're from New Jersey.
Who only dates other Italians. Mm-hmm. Then there is the other type of Italian people who are so chill and actually love black people. And they get along well with black people. Because if you think about it, the culture, very similar.
Yes.
yeah, just, yeah, there were black people and Italian people are very, very similar. Even just like, I catch the glimpses between how my mom and dad's cultures are similar. My dad's Jamaican, and that's not even black American. So yeah, they're similar. So why wouldn't they get along? And it makes complete sense. When Pauly D said that he was dating, when Pauly D was on that dating show and he was like, I'm eyeing the Jamaican girl. I was like, yeah.
Just you like, seem like is, the type. This is hauntingly familiar.
You seem like the type that would be eyeing the Jamaican girl. Makes sense. And you know, she's so sweet. I love her.
It's so funny because I know, like, as a person of color, hearing it, some Italians or Italian Americans be like, I'm not white. I'm just like, what are you talking about? But I'm like, Italian. Sometimes it's the I'm Sicilian. But it's sometimes it's like I can see like how they were raised or when they talk about it. And I'm just like, you know, that sounds very Hispanic. Mm-hmm. I understand. Mm-hmm. I think I saw this like Italian comedian was talking about, like, when I see comedians compare like black folks and white folks and they're like, white people don't hit their kids. I'm like, what are we? Because my mom is beating my fucking ass.
Yeah, once again, see? I think, like, yeah, very similar.
Not that I want that to be the cultural connection.
I also think, like, even, like, Irish people and black people and people of color also have a lot in common, too.
Yes, when you Irish.
When you hear them speak, you're like...
I like
that
soda bread.
You're like, oh, this is a different type of white. Yeah. Like, and honestly, like, I just think it's like, there's just like cultural differences. I think probably it comes from some sort of hardship, like that they're able to like meet in the middle somewhere, yeah. Even though very different brands of hardship, very yeah. different.
Very different. But I think it's similar. It's like a lot of similar. It's like discrimination or displacement, yeah. and colonization. So yes. It's just like, they got you too.
They got you too. Sorry.
It's like, fuck them colonizers, so, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I think it makes
sense. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Even I feel like with Jewish people, I feel like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I see them at BLM marches, I'm like, well.
Makes sense.
Know what it is. And yeah, I just feel like there's just like some forms of just meet in the middle. And I think they get along well, but sometimes, you know, people get certain groups of people, they get a little bit of privilege and they heads blow up and it's like,
we're not like them no more.
We're not like them. So that's when those certain groups of people get racist. But I like how Irish people from Ireland don't understand when Irish people are racist. They're like, I really don't get it.
They're like you fallen, racist, like, you've fallen off, bro. You've lost the plot.
Yeah. They're like, I don't believe you're Irish. I don't believe it. I can't do the accent. You're not Irish. You're Irish American. You probably have some bloodline back then. You're probably like 10%. You're not Irish. Yep. And then that reminds me, have you seen like the people on, I think there was like a person, like, it was like a black woman. She was like, I feel like it's stupid when we have the light skin versus dark skin debate, because if you think about it, like, no white people aren't going around like sectioning out like, oh, you're not really white, oh, you're not really white. And this guy stitched it like, you're wrong. Put New York Italians and Italians in one room and see if you're not gonna hear the stupidest conversation you ever heard before in your life. It's not mozzarella, it's mozzarella. It's really dumb. So don't do all that. So
this one person stitched it the first time I saw that. And the stitch was just like, ma'am, look up the Holocaust. I was like, no. Stop.
I mean, like, it's true though. Or like, also, like, also, like, you're a brunette, you're not really blonde. Like that shit. Redheads. Like, it's just not yeah. making any sense.
Strawberry blonde. Let go of the blonde. It's gone.
Jesus Christ. Blue eyes, brown eyes. It's stupid.
It's hazel.
Not. My eyes are hazel. They're actually a light brown. It's so fucking dumb.
My eyes are green in the morning and blue at night.
It's some bullshit. So
there's this one video that had me die, and this woman is just like, my eyes changed color. See, she was wearing a green shirt. It's like, see, green. And then she put like a blue over it, and now it's blue. And people are like, it was green both times. And people are like, have you thought that you're maybe colorblind? And then God, I think it's funny when people make it their personality trait.
Yeah, no. Well, you know,
like, I'm naturally hi guys.
Blonde.
And these are my green eyes. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's
like, I don't care about that. Who are you voting for? Kidding.
It's like, it's supremacy is even within them. Like, still blonde hair supremacy.
Oh, yeah.
Redheads, bottom of the barrel.
And so, it's so funny because it's just like, you, it's also like, you're a tan. They want to be tan, mm-hmm. but they also want that bleach blondness.
It's so fucking ugly.
You know, we're from Jersey, so if you just go down south, you'll see a lot of it. Mm-hmm. It's the leopard spots. Their eyes will be like a scary blue, like a doll. They're orange and bleach blonde hair. Mm-hmm. Mama, you look like a monster. You look like you've snuck onto Earth.
Yes. I don't know. Me, I always think those Sicilian Italians, when they dye their hair blonde, I'm like, why the fuck did you do that? I don't know. When I picture an Italian woman, I picture them with, like, dark hair. My mom. I don't think everyone should be blonde. And that's what I'm sticking by.
Yeah.
I think there is a blonde for everyone, but I don't think it's the ashy blonde that everyone tries to go for, and I don't think it's the
platinum. Or the platinum, my goodness. Yeah. Get some dimension, yeah. Lord.
Fucking balayage. Yeah. Sun-kissed, so pretty.
Oh, what a beach.
Right?
Well, my necklace just fell off.
So the next show we're going to talk about is Drag Race. Have you heard the drama going on between Kimchi and Bob and Eureka?
Bob?
Bob's involved.
I didn't know Bob was involved. Well, that's new to me. Mm-hmm. But I, you know, it's starting to make, it's reminding me of Sam and Angelina a little bit.
Yeah.
First off, Eureka's she's a whiner.
Yeah.
Back from her first season. She is a whiner. So when I saw bits and clips of it, I'm just like, girl, she's just talking shit. And then when I heard Kimchi respond, I'm like, oh, is this a thing?
Well, I think like, because immediately when I saw like that Eureka was in the interview room talking about it, I immediately went to the comments and all of them were like, it was a bunch of people just fat shaming Kimchi. It was like horrible. Like, the comment section of that clip were absolutely atrocious. It was like, oh, she's so delusional. Yo, I seen pictures of Kimchi recently, and she bigger than Eureka. It's, like, just, like, the craziest things I've ever heard. She doesn't have to loan anyone her outfit, no matter how delusional she is. If people are delusional about their body, let them be delusional. Do they feel good? Move on. Mind your own business.
And I don't know how Eureka didn't just... She immediately victimized herself. Like, I feel like it was so hateful. No. Kimchi didn't know how to nicely say no.
Yeah, that's what it seems
that's,
like.
I would have known that from jump.
Kimchi read her to filth and was, like, so sweet about it. Like, she was like, this person is not my friend. We're co-workers. She's nasty. She smells bad. I didn't want to borrow her out. Yeah, I feel like sometimes I feel like if you don't want someone to wear your shit, I feel like being like, I don't have anything in your size. Whether it be, it probably is too big, it's probably too small. Like, whether it's either or, that's the easiest way to get someone to not want to put on your outfit.
Yeah.
Like, it's too big, it won't fit you.
And, like, if they're touring together, I understand not wanting to immediately be like, no. Because it's just like, well, then now there's a weird tension for the rest of these. Like, I don't know if they're in a tour bus or they're just going to be together a lot. So I understand not wanting it to be so direct. Like, no, you're gross. Like, all right, you're not cool anymore. But to be like, I don't think it's going to give and it's not going to fit you. Like, Kimchi was trying to nicely tell you no.
Yeah. She was just trying to figure out a way to tell you no. And some people are just bad at I'm truly bad at that, getting out of those situations. I always step on my words and I always step on people's foot. I don't know how to get out of those situations where I don't want to do this for you. And how do I say it nicely? Like, those situations are always very hard for me. Lately, I've let go of control and just been like, yeah, I don't want to do that. I just don't want to. I know.
I mean, like, what was it? Personally, I prefer honesty over anything. I think it's like, it's just a work thing.
Yeah.
So like, and yeah, like they said, like, I'm not friends with you, but like, you don't want to like, I guess for their stint. Yeah. Sometimes working with someone that, avoiding that tension. I understand that. So that's probably what it was.
Yeah. I think that was just it.
But how's Bob involved?
So, Bob was like basically saying, I think like when Kimchi was talking about the drama, Kimchi said that Bob, confronted Eureka about it. And apparently she hopped on Twitter and also,
Bob hopped on Twitter or Eureka hopped on Twitter?
Bob hopped on Twitter and was like, that's not how that happened.
So the girls are telling lies.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, what Kimchi said happened was she asked her, because Eureka also told the story about Bob, that her and Bob got into a fight that night over something, over her not letting her borrow the outfit. And Kimchi was like, those happened on two separate occasions. Like, she was like, this is the type of person that sucks all the air out the room and is only really listening to herself. So, apparently her and Bob got into an argument over something completely different outside of the dresses. And I want to know what that is. But
I would love to know.
But her and Bob getting into an altercation happened completely outside of Kimchi not wanting to try on, wanting to loan her the dress. And also, I can find it crazy when people don't know they're nasty.
Does Eureka not know that she's nasty?
I don't think she does.
Does she got a little bit of tood? And what was it? It's like that southern, you know, like the southern hospitality. It's called being fake. Like, that's what it is.
Not I the think tood, it, that she's stinky.
Oh, okay.
She icky. Why doesn't she know?
I think it's tough when you're bigger, mm-hmm. because it's like something you have to be on top of. You might sweat more than other people. Mm-hmm. Stinks like stay. In more places than they do. Sometimes it's hard to keep up with. I've like talked to people that find it very hard to keep up with. They feel like they need to shower more. Oh, if not, okay. They get ridiculed a lot. I had an old coworker who, she had two jobs. When I was with her and another one, she was bullied a lot. Aww. And there was moments where I was just like, huh, I'm not living for the aura that's around you, but I'm not going to be rude. But she was ridiculed a lot, and I think like in school, I've known people that were like ridiculed a lot.
In a plastic bag.
I also white people don't know how to wash themselves as well. White people do not know how to wash themselves as well. So like two things could be true. Because like I can feel bad if it's tough. I can feel bad if it's tough to keep up with. But if you're just not giving a shit in general,
that's the thing. It sounds like.
Yeah, that's like, come on, babes. I like, there's a lot against you. Don't be one of them things. Don't be the thing against you.
Yeah, the fact that she was talking about how she used to take off this jumpsuit, wrap it up in a plastic bag, and put it, like...
I mean, like, okay, wrap it in a plastic bag, but then do you put it in the fucking washing? You then take it out to the washer? Like, what are you doing? Like,
I mean, it is hard to wash our clothes when we're on tour because we're wearing it, like, all the time. But you put it in a plastic, you put like a very sweaty jumpsuit.
It's festering. In a plastic She's bag. Marinated. Was it called Sufi when you put the meat in?
In a plastic bag. She was like, normally what we do is we air it out. Like, mm-hmm. You're going to sweat in your costume. There's nothing you can do about it.
I don't know. But wash it in the sink. I've done that on vacation. Like, just come on.
Yeah.
Listen.
I don't know. That's what Kimchi was saying. At least air it out so that it's not marinating in it, because once you put it in a plastic bag, that shit
and
it's permanently wet now,
like. If the next step isn't wash it, you're crazy. You're crazy. You're trying to poison people.
No, I completely understand that. I completely understand how certain outfits you cannot wash over and over again, but like I said, that's like if it's like stinky, that's when you what I actually I'm not
I prefer not to stink.
On the color guard team.
Period.
On the color guard team, when I had to wear an outfit over again, and I had no time to wash it, what did I do if I felt like I was sweating in it? Was I Lysol the whole, like, not Lysol.
So I'll say, damn.
The aerosol, you know, the air one.
Yeah.
Just shh. And air it out. You know what I'm saying? Let it sit. So that way, when I put it back on, is it dirty? Yes. But at least I don't stink.
I feel like that is like a I think I've talked about on the show before. Like, I think it was middle school. You know, that's when your body starts changing. That's when you start actually changing in the gym for, you know, into your gym clothes. Mm-hmm. And like in the beginning of the year, they send like a PSA about like, the, you know, kids will start stinking, you know, teach them hygiene.
Yeah.
And then in the middle of the year, they send out another one because kids are stinking. Yeah. And I remember my mom grabbed me by the collar, brought me close. And she's like, if I ever get a fucking call that you stink, I swear to fucking God. I remember that to this day. I remember I was doing my homework and all of a sudden, my mom was just like, if I ever, and she showed me the PSA. I'm like, that's for everybody. It's not, my name is not on there.
Yeah.
There's no print that my name is on there, but it was all quiet. Like just grab my, if I swear to God, it's like a villain. I remember that so vividly because I'm like, oh God, like she's never approached me so quietly. So that was like something I tried to like keep up with. And I know like we've talked about it too.
Yeah.
Like even back then we would use our Victoria's Secret or Bath and Body Works sprays.
Yeah, spray up. Yeah, I'm doing my damnedest not to smell.
I think you and another friend would bring deodorant all the time we'd have our lotions, our hand sanitizers. Mm-hmm. Like we were like even though we were kids, so maybe we weren't perfect, but smelling good is ideal, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. I remember I used to
gum.
At one point, like during middle school, I remember I just like, I don't know. I had this moment where I thought everyone thought I stunk. And I was watching.
Yes. I was like hyper aware of it.
Yes.
I blame my mother.
I was washing myself like in the morning and at night. And
I like Sydney Sweeney in Euphoria.
I
don't do
that anymore. I just like, normally I just wash myself at night, you know, collect my, make sure I head to bed with feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'll wash myself in the morning, depending on how sweaty I slept last night.
Oh girl, yeah. If I sweat in my sleep, I'm like, well, that's another 10 minutes to my routine. I gotta be in the water.
Yep, absolutely.
I'm gonna go to the beach.
Or if it's that time in the month, I'll shower in the morning. But for majority, a majority of the time, I'm not showering in the morning. But during middle school, I remember I was showering morning, noon, at night, and I still think people thought I stunk.
I don't know what it is. I don't know if it was because seeing other people get flamed for being stinky, I'm just like, that's crazy. Because it's something you could easily avoid.
Yes.
So it's just like, oh, fuck. It's not only that you stink, it's that you're lacking. Like, it's like, you woke up and you failed yourself. Yes. And now we're all noticing. Oh, like, it's, oh.
I remember there was this one kid in my class who stunk, in our grade that stunk.
God bless. I can think of three at the top of my head.
God bless. Yeah, I thought of two more. I did.
I forget some of their names, but I remember. I remember how I felt.
I was friends with one of their siblings, and I remember, I think it was you who asked, like, why does this person always stink? And she was like, I try my best every day.
We're fighting for our life every day.
Because at first I was like nice about it. Yeah, he does stink, but like, everyone don't be mean to him, because maybe the water's broken at home, maybe it's like times are tough, you never know what's going on with someone. But she never stunk. Something's up.
I know it's after COVID that I've gotten more like aware of it, but like depression or people with like autism or on the spectrum, sometimes they have issues with hygiene. Mm-hmm. They see it as like a grandiose chore, so it's hard to do something. And I know, like, being neurodivergent, I know how it's like. It sounds simple if you just write it down on paper, but it's like there's a big ass wall for you to achieve something. For some people, that is hygiene. And so and especially after COVID, the depression like was heavy, and depression will like affect, like, you don't even care to wash yourself. So like and being a teenager, Lord, you're, depending on how you're raised, you don't know. But like, yeah, depending on how you're raised, maybe people think they're doing something correctly or like ideal, and then they're around their peers and they're like, oh, I guess I'm a burden. I'm a menace to society.
Yeah,
it's interesting.
I do get that portion.
That does not apply to Eureka. I'm just talking about people stinking, period.
Yeah, now we're just talking about people who stink.
Talk about hygiene.
yeah, she should have let it air out. And I think, like, people were trying to tell her, oh, like, maybe it's, like, time to hop in the shower. She's like, girl, I'm good. I don't think she was trying.
That's rough. If more than one person says that about you, that's rough.
Yeah, when people ask me, I remember when I was used to sleep over, like, sleep over cousin's house, and people asked me, hey, do you want a shower? I was like, I stink, gotta take a shower. I have said that to other people, and they don't take it that way. They're like, no, I'm good. Are you?
What was it? My brother, I don't like that he waits for us to tell him, but he used to have an issue with it. I think that was part of his depression, mm-hmm. especially when he was younger. Now he immediately fixes it. Before, he would just be mad and then fester and marinate and just... Mm-hmm. Have the bad aura around him.
My brother does the same thing.
But now it's like I'm just like what was it? Like my brother likes to hug me in the morning, hug me good morning. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like you can't disrespect me this early in the morning. Yeah, my brother he's like a big old softy. He hugs me and my mother good morning now. And he asks, like, how we are, how we sleep. But he's, like, so very, very different now. But, like, we're like, hey, you gotta, like, take care of yourself first. Because, like, you say you love us, but do you? But do you?
Yeah, no. I always try to find a nice way to tell my brother, hey.
I stop being nice, because when I stop being nice is when my brother started doing stuff. Yes.
I started off mean. I think that's where I was like, yo, like. You smell, take a shower, brush your teeth. Like, that's what... now I'm like, hey.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Hey.
Let me hold your hand while I say this.
And he reacts the same way, so I guess it doesn't matter
how I say it. So he's just sensitive.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, I see the plaque build up, and I just think...
I don't know if that's nicer.
I would say, like, I'm like, hey, Sal, you're being a little... You smell a little, and I just...
Feel like you should do something about that.
I can't let you enter the vehicle and incubate that. And he was like, okay. And he walks upstairs and...
like a kicked puppy.
Yeah, I'm like, gosh. I'm always the asshole in my family, but you know.
You're not the asshole, though. Like, what was it? Like,
because my nana's always like, can you find a way to tell him to brush your teeth? I'm like,
no. Well, my brother was, I guess, in the midst of his depression. My mom was still not nice. She's just like, hey, brush your fucking teeth. Brush your goddamn teeth. Why are you walking around like that? You're waiting for your teeth to fall out? And my mom's put that in my head that I have nightmares of my teeth falling out. I have a lot of them. Or my teeth snapping off. Like, I have a lot of dreams of me diving into a pool. And I'm not even hitting the floor. My teeth just go. I don't know what that is. Someone find that out.
You know, it's funny because this podcast took so many turns.
We're having fun, guys.
Yo, we are. Oh, yeah, no, I have a lot of dreams about that, too. Apparently, it means something. I forgot what it means, but it does mean something.
You should brush your teeth.
Yes. Yeah, no, I always brush my teeth aggressively because I remember in middle school, that was also one of the things that my breath always smelled. But I'm not going to lie, I do get the whole depression thing, because as an adult, I remember vividly during COVID, if I'm feeling sad or depressed, yeah, brushing my teeth is the first thing that's falling off. Chilling in my room, not doing it.
What was it? During COVID, I had moments where I didn't brush at night, which is like the worst. Like me thinking, I'm washing away the sins of the night. No, you have to, at night is where it's most important.
Yeah.
But my teeth didn't get too fucked up, thank God. Don't look at it, though. Because I remember go see the dentist.
Like, it was, like, back here. They were like, are you having trouble, like, getting back there? And they were like, I think you should get rid of your wisdom teeth. So I'm like, oh, my gosh, she doesn't know that during COVID I wasn't brushing. a lot. I was brushing, just not a lot.
I remember the first time I saw the dentist after COVID, I did have anxiety, but then they made me feel better. Getting a compliment from your dentist is like the biggest fucking thing.
Yes, I always get compliments from
them. She told me, she was just like, you wouldn't believe. You are the best teeth I've seen in like 2 weeks. And I was like, what? And my teeth ain't even like that. Like, I've never had braces. Like, they're all right. But she just like, after COVID, people really, I think they wanted their teeth to fall out. Like, they just drank coffee, soda, and wine all the time. I'm like, oh. And she just like, your mouth made my day. Pause. Whoa.
Yeah, no.
And I was like, oh my God. It makes me feel like I've never have to see you again, which is not true. See your dentist. But I was just like, oh my God, I feel like I've hit a peak in my life. My dentist was like, oh my God.
I remember my newer dentist isn't like, she doesn't compliment me a lot, but my other dentist when I was a kid made me feel like a million bucks. They were like, you're always good. It's always never an issue. Cavity here or there is not a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. To be fair, my brother had to like pretty much like had to have so many surgeries on his teeth. Nothing to do with like his hygiene or anything. It was just like the way his teeth grew. Felt bad.
Damn.
Felt bad. I really did. Just the way it grew. It grew. His teeth came in weird.
That's unfortunate.
Right.
I've seen that shit. People got some like weird like bumpy ass fucking mountain range teeth. No disrespect, but I'm just like, damn, that it looks painful.
Yeah. Yeah, his teeth were coming in like, his baby teeth were coming in. There was an extra set that was coming in higher.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, get in there.
Teething was probably a bitch for him, you know. I felt
so bad. Maybe he has some trauma with his teeth. That's why he doesn't like really like going in there.
Oh.
Maybe he doesn't realize it. Maybe it's like deep in it.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, because I don't mind. To be honest, the default is just like, you're just fucking dirty. Like, that's me.
No, I think a lot of things could be going on.
Yeah, yeah.
No. Some people, I think, just don't know how to clean themselves.
Yeah.
When white people talk about how they don't use rags.
We were just talking about this. I can't believe that they love to continue the narrative that they're fucking dirty.
Yeah. And it's funny because they like to make us feel dirty.
Yeah.
Wild.
What was it for the hair, our skin, mm-hmm. our food? Yeah. It's just like, you probably stink because of like all that seasoning you put in. No, bitch, that's not it.
Like,
or like they make it like, oh, you smell like adobo, or I've heard like oh, you smell like curry. They said that to Indians. I'm just like, curry's good. What are you talking about?
Yeah, no, my house has smelled like curry before, and it gets me hungry. I'd rather smell like good food,
right,
than smell like fucking pennies. Bitch, fix it.
Not even pennies. Felt like fucking
mildew pennies.
Putrid mildew.
It's not good.
It's metallic and it's moist.
That's what I was saying. Like this. A wet dog. That's what it is.
Period. You're so right.
Yes. It's a wet dog.
I'm just gagged. I've seen like three different podcasts talk about the rag thing. I've seen like girls talk about like, can we just like be transparent and say we don't wash our hands? In a post-COVID world, that is crazy.
That's nasty. You eat shit. You eat shit constantly on the daily.
I know. Like, guys. COVID also wasn't that long ago. I still know people who died from that. Y'all are crazy to just like go back to like just fucking not washing your hands and just fucking doing whatever you want. That's crazy.
I encourage, if you are not a person of color and you're hesitant about the rags, I would like you to give a rag a shot. I would like you to give a rag or
a loofah
a shot, because I'm telling you, once my mother...
The African sponge is quite popular on the TikTok.
Yes. Once my mother used a loofah, a rag, she has not gone back. Because you know what? That's the real feeling of clean.
Oh, yeah.
Scrub it out, babes. Give it a go.
They say like the rag is disgusting. So what, do they use their hands? And then let me, when you wash dishes, do you just go full palm? No, you use a sponge, you use something. Mm-hmm. Like, it makes no fucking sense. Why wouldn't you want to do it on your body? And also, you're not using the same rag your entire life. This is not Always Sunny where you, I think it's a New Girl. It's just like, you don't wash a towel. There's people like that. You replace the towel. That's life. You replace the towel, you wash it.
And if you think a rag is nasty, use a loofah or the African sponge, because you know what? Those air out, so it's not keeping any of the moisture. All you have to do is clean it monthly.
Yeah. That's it.
Throw it in your laundry bin. That's what I do.
Oh, yeah. I throw it in my laundry bin. After a while, like, what was it? I don't know. My mom keeps track better than I do. She's just like, like, we've had this for a month. I think we've got just another 2 weeks out of this. I'm just like, hey.
I keep track.
I'm just like, damn. Some of them just look the same. We just get the same in bulk. So I'm just like, which one is the old one?
You know, I keep track. I'm like, Mom, I threw out the loofah. What you doing throwing out my loofah? We got to get you a new loofah. It's time.
Loofahs I'm good with. Mm-hmm. I use loofahs more. That's probably what it is.
Loofahs are nice.
I like them. Mm-hmm. And they're also cheap. Like, go to the dollar store. It's not even that big of a deal. Go on Amazon and get a bulk of them. And they're fun. They're colorful.
Yeah. I do think the African nest sponge is more environmentally friendly, just because you don't have to throw them out. You can reuse them. I think they last longer.
Oh, I didn't know that. I got a fake one, so mine, I don't know how bad for the environment it is. Yeah, looking at yours, I'm just like, yeah, mine don't look like that.
I tie mine in the knot at the bottom.
Period.
So that I can.
Mine just look like a net. It's just... gotta keep bitches out. Can't go on this point. That's what it looks like. But I am baffled. Like, what was it? What is up? Do you guys just, is it just convenience? Do you just not want to do it? Or do you think it's just like, well, I'm white, I can get away with anything? Because there was this woman, like, I don't wash my hands at home. How dare you ask me to do that? What are you talking about? Do y'all not know how to take care of yourselves?
You know what'd be crazy to me is that, like, when I, like, wear braids, people ask me, well, are you, like, washing that? Like, white people, like, genuinely, they'll ask me each and every time, and I think to myself, especially when I'm working, like, no offense, like, I work on mostly, like, you know, the lighter people, and, yeah, I work on mostly white people, and, like, why are you asking me that with the greasiest scalp ever I've ever seen before in my entire life? Like, bitch, you layer dry shampoo on your hair, and you're wondering how often I'm washing my hair?
Yeah.
How often are you washing your hair?
How often? Well, now we know how often. Are you washing? Period? Yeah. Yes. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, every time I've seen, like, you or, like, a black coworker's wear their hair in braids or locks or any other of that form of hairstyle, they're just, that's the first thing. Remember, like, back when The Weeknd had his, like, big old hair. I don't even know what to call it. It was his staple. I remember when he cut it, it was just like, no, who are you then?
Yeah.
And I think TMZ asked someone from TMZ, is like, how often do you wash your hair? He's like, every day.
Yeah.
And all the white people in TMZ are like, there's no way he's doing that. And like, the only black person in that room stupid at the time is just like, y'all are stupid.
Yeah.
It's like, am I stupid for not knowing that? Yeah, you're a stupid white person.
Yeah. And also just assuming something, like, first of all.
Also, that's a crazy question. I'm not even going to hold you. Like, you just look at somebody and you're like, do you wash? Why would you say that? They don't stink. They're like, what was it? They just have different hair than you.
Yeah.
Do you wash? That's rude. I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going on record. That's rude.
No, I'm going to be honest.
Please.
When I have braids in my hair, smell my head. And then smell the nearest Caucasian. Bet mine smells like fruit. And yours don't. Yours smell like oil.
Coconuts.
So,
coconuts,
please.
Papaya.
Please. And plus, my hair smells the best, and it feels the cleanest when it's in braids. Are you kidding me? My scalp is fully in air.
Yeah. It looks like you can get in there. Like, are y'all dumb?
Yeah.
Where did that myth come from? Or is it just a racist thing?
It's definitely a racist thing. I mean, like, I think,
are they going back to old?
Like, do I wash my hair, like, every day when it's in braids? Hell no. But I don't wash my hair every day, period.
Yeah.
I don't wash my hair, like, and not only that, you guys don't either. Why is it just a thing between them?
Do you know,
between people of color?
I've worked, not necessarily in a salon, around salons, and I hear it all the time, and white hair. Get their hair blown out, not wash it until they see you again, which could be up to a month.
And, like, no offense, it's even worse when you guys do it, because I'm not saying, okay, as a hair...
You people.
Don't...
when you people...
I'm not saying I'm not saying wash your hair every day, because washing your hair every day is not good.
It's not.
It dries out your hair. It does it for everyone. If you can try to do it in every other day... to do every 2 days, that's better. But when people with thin straight hair go over the week mark, your hair over the week mark looks very different from my hair over the week mark.
It looks like a corpse.
I mean my hair gets knotty when I don't brush it, when I don't wash it for over a week. It does not look nearly as crazy as you guys. Not nearly. So when you guys ask us when we wash our hair, knowing full well my oil, when I start getting oily, it's mostly just here. It's never down here. Yeah. Ever. It's my hair has never gotten oily from root to end. It's never done it. It cannot do it. It's not possible.
I've never allowed my hair to be in that position.
No.
Never.
I don't know how long I'd have to, like, not wash my hair.
Yeah, that is a dedication to the stank.
Yeah, yeah, no. I've gone 2 weeks without washing my hair, and it still has not gone down. So I don't know. I think it's, like, curly hair thing. It's not getting down there. But by that time, I gotta fucking wash it. I'm
not Sometimes I like washing my hair. It makes me feel like a mermaid. Yes.
I think, I don't know, but sometimes it's just like, it just looks, I'm having a good hair week.
Period. And it just what do y'all know going. About that?
And it just keeps going. I'm like, wow, we're into the 2 week mark. This is nice.
You're like, well, how could, I can't keep going. Can I?
Can I?
I shouldn't.
I kind of want shit.
But now we know, of course not everybody, but the audacity is like, do you wash your hair when they got shit covered fucking ass?
Fuck you. It's like the fucking audacity.
My God. And what was it? The epidemic of people not, white people not washing themselves is the funniest thing to me.
And the fact that they just confess it.
Yeah. And it's like liberating. They're like, guys, I'm fucking gross. I'm gonna cry. Fucking
disgusting.
And they're like, me too. Yeah. Why are you jumping up and down holding hands about not washing your ass? Did you wash your ass today?
Yo, that reminds me of men when they talk shit about women. Yo, remember T.S. Madison? What I want you to do before you start talking shit about whether I'm a man or whether I'm a woman, grab a white towelette. Wipe from the outside of your, wipe from one cheek all the way over to the nutsack. If that's clear, you can talk to me. But if it's not, please shut your fucking mouth.
And take a shower.
Oh my God. That shit, she's so funny. She's so funny. Oh,
what was it? It is so satisfying. What was it? Well, I'm talking about my face. But like when you like have, if you have like a towelette or like a toner pad and it's clear, you're like, I did that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's always clear, but I'm not wearing makeup. I feel like eyeliner's the toughest to get off.
It's mascara for me.
And mascara, thank you. I'm always like, and once it gets clear, that's when I'm like, fucking, Fuck you, mascara. I ate you up.
Oh, gosh. What was it? We're gonna start wrapping it up.
Oh, yes.
Towards the end of the episode, we do a quick little reading. Why did that make you laugh?
I'm sorry, I was just thinking, we didn't talk about anything.
It's funny.
A little bit, but it was good. This was a good one.
Okay, we're having a good time, guys. We are. But, like, what was it? It's been an hour.
Yeah. I was about to say, are you going to get us back on topic? But it's over, isn't it?
It is. We talked a little bit about the dirty stuff last night because I was just, I just kept seeing new shit. I'm like, yo, get in that shower and use soap.
Water.
And a loofah.
Yes. It's okay.
Put some effort into yourself. Like, shit.
You know, it's apparently Black and Native American people had to teach the colonizers how to wash themselves, and it's evident every time people talk.
Yes. Y'all brought out the yellow fever, bruh. That was y'all. The pox, smallpox. Y'all did that. Because you didn't wash your ass. That's probably not super historically accurate, but that's the narrative I'm going with. I was gonna say, I'm like, do you wanna, I don't know. Will white people wash their ass? It's a death card. Upside down. No, they won't.
Let's do kimchi. Ooh. Hope she's feeling better. It's never fun to be bullied. And don't bully Eureka either.
Don't. When y'all start going with the body shaming shit, y'all just want an excuse to hate on her.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
Leave. I mean, sometimes people, Eureka and Kimchi don't get along. Not everyone's for
That's
everyone.
That's okay, bro. That's fucking fine. Okay. Yeah. Don't hit it. Yeah, don't. Yeah. Eureka. She should shut up a bit more, but like, that's about it.
I'll pull one for Eureka.
Okay.
And I hope she's going well. She recently came out. I think it was last year.
Oh, yeah. As a, I think, a trans person.
Yeah, I hope everything is going well. I hope she's doing okay. Pinnacles.
Five of Pentacles, period. Do the thing, Julie.
That's the King.
Oh. I did not read that well at all. That's the King. All I said is the King of Pentacles. I'm like, I didn't read that at all.
Oh.
Damn, I can't see. It's upright?
Yeah.
Financial loss, poverty, lack mindset, isolation, worry.
I thought it was
I don't know why that guy.
Eureka!
No!
Oh, yeah, let's hope I didn't pull a card for me. I just bought a car.
Eureka, you know what? This is not definite. You can turn this around. It's have some humility. It'll be okay.
Just be like, maybe I shouldn't have talked shit about my sisters. My sisters. Which, by the way, Kenshi was like, we're not sisters.
Also, like, if you got a problem with somebody, why don't you mention it to them? Like, hey, I like, what was it? Or I, like, hey, I talked about you on this podcast. Like, what was it? Like, it's just, I mean, unless that's the goal, that you just want to be shady, just to be shady.
Yeah. Eureka reminds me of someone.
Thank you for watching this chaotic episode.
Yes. We put up new videos every week.
Next week, we've been following the challenge, so next week will be another recap.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And
thank you for dreaming with us.
Bye.